A healthy life is a good life. And this week on WKNO's Life Matters, Sheila Harrell with Church Health offers tips and suggestions for making healthier choices.
A diagnosis of cancer changes everything. If you're in the workforce, you're likely to know someone at your workplace who has been or will be diagnosed with cancer. You may want to extend your support, but are not sure the most appropriate way to tell your colleague you care and are there to help them during their illness. Here are some simple guidelines to help you if you're unsure. Checking in on your coworker may be all that is needed. Use simple statements like, "I'm here for you if you need to talk," "I'm sorry," "How was the treatment?" Allow time to listen if they choose to elaborate. If you offer assistance, be specific and follow through. May I help you with a work project? Would you like me to bring you lunch? Or can I help with a household task? These are good non-intrusive ways of extending your help. Avoid blanket statements such as, "You're going to be fine," or "I know how you feel." Sharing a story of what happened to someone else may not be helpful. Their story may not turn out the same way. Avoid speculating on why they have cancer or why they should or should not work. And most importantly, make sure to maintain your coworker's privacy. They may have shared their story with you, but that does not mean they want everyone to know. If you would like to drop in for a visit while your coworker is out of the office, stick to these guidelines. Don't make a surprise house call. Ask before you decide to take a meal, and limit phone time if you call to check on your coworker. Don't be so afraid to do the wrong thing that you do nothing. And remember, cards make a difference. This is Sheila Harrell with Church Health.
If you have a health question for Life Matters, send an email to radio@wkno.org.